Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Deal reporting. A surprise storm has dumped heavy snow along the East Coast, closing major airports and making travel extremely hazardous, if not impossible. In New York City, ABC's Martin Bush asked Trailways bus driver Fred Douglas how the trip in from Philadelphia went this morning.
Very slow, very slippery, very messy. A lot of people out there in cars going to work like they normally go to work, and now they're in the snowbanks, on the fences, and so forth. I didn't see any accidents, or just people running off the road.
Bus driver Fred Douglas in New York. The New York metropolitan area expects up to a foot and a half of snow before the storm ends. Washington, D.C. was paralyzed by the storm, and only a handful of senators and House members made it to Capitol Hill. One of them, Democratic Senator William Proxmire, jogged to work, as he always does. At his office, ABC News asked Proxmire how he liked today's journey in all that snow.
Well, it was fun. It really was. I thought it'd be more of an ordeal and pretty rough, but it wasn't. I had to wade at first, you know, go pretty slowly down the street where my house is, because no cars had gone there at all. It must have been about a foot and a half thick.
Senator Proxmire's route to Capitol Hill is about 5 miles. He made it this morning in about an hour. Normally, it takes him half that time. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance rode to the White House this morning on a snowplow. It was the only way he could get in for an important meeting. The White House sent the plow after the Secret Service first checked out the driver to make sure he was okay. Now this. Radio Hanoi today confirmed reports that China has halted its invasion of Vietnam. Military analysts say they're uncertain whether Peking ordered its troops to halt or if the attack was thrown back by Vietnamese defenders. Earlier, Hanoi had claimed 3,500 Chinese soldiers had been killed. In Guyana this morning, People's Temple member Larry Layton of San Francisco was arraigned on charges he murdered California Congressman Leo Ryan and four others. And his plea came as a surprise. ABC's Al Dale reports from Georgetown.
In a clear, loud voice, Larry Layton entered not guilty to every charge read against him in the huge Victorian courthouse. The deal that both sides in the case had indicated had been worked out apparently had fallen through. The defendant himself deciding not to plead guilty to attempted murder in order to escape trial for murder. The defense then asked for a postponement so that it could bring in a psychiatrist from New York to testify for Layton, and so that the coming holidays would not cause an interruption in the trial. The Chief Justice put off the trial until February 28th. It is expected to last 3 to 4 weeks. Al Dale, ABC News, Georgetown, Guyana.
The AFL-CIO has backed off a bit from its total opposition to President Carter's anti-inflation program. The Union Federation meeting in Miami Beach gave partial support today to Mr. Carter's plan that would give workers who comply with wage guidelines tax rebates if inflation goes beyond 7%. The AFL-CIO said, however, that no one-shot tax rebate proposal can correct inequities in the administration's overall tax program. If you drive faster than 55 miles an hour, you're not alone. The Federal Highway Administration reports today that more than half the nation's motorists exceed the federal limit. But few of them, it says, are driving more than 65 miles an hour. This is ABC News. The head of one of Britain's richest families, the Duke of Westminster, died today at his country home in Northern Ireland. The Duke, who was 68, controlled an estate worth $1 billion. The people of Walla Walla, Washington, have lots of heart. They've now raised about two-thirds of the $30,000 it's going to take to fix Jessica Proctor's heart. Jessica, who's three, was born with a hole in her heart and must have the surgery to survive. Some of the money was raised in a radio telethon in Walla Walla. Campfire girls helped out by raking leaves, collecting bottles, and doing odd jobs. That's the news. I'm Bill Deal for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.